This is Tom Rowe with radio news from Wavefarm's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Applicants for low-power radio stations may know where they stand around Thanksgiving this year. According to a story at radiosurvivor.com, Paul Rimsmondale reports there that he's received an email from the Federal Communications Audio Division Chief Peter Doyle saying that the FCC plans to announce the number of filings in approximately a week from November 20th. And after that, he says the division will begin the, quote, rapid processing of singleton applications, unquote. Singleton applications are those where there are no competing applications, and the FCC wants to process them quickly and get stations on the air, where more complicated situations with multiple applicants take longer to sort out. Everyone wants an estimate of how many LPFM station, how many applications might have been received at the November 15th deadline, which was extended an extra day after computers crashed on November 14th from too many applications. Rimsmondale at radiosurvivor.com does some math, saying that the Prometheus radio project helped about 1,000 groups apply. Common Frequency says that they helped about 65 applications. John Brumall from the Christian Community Broadcasters claims they helped about 50. REC Networks claims they helped about 60 applicants. And Leo Ashcraft of Nexus Broadcast told Radio World last week that his group helped about 200 applicants. Rimsmondale adds up all the talk of applicants and gets about 1,675 total, which is certainly a plausible number, he says, although there are probably more getting helped by independent firms, attorneys, and engineers on their own. Tune in next week for more about where low-power FM applicants are around the country. And go to radiosurvivor.com for more information.